Welcome back to Michigan in Motion, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tiffany Dowling.
And I'm Taylor Kelsa. We have been talking to Craig Garber, who was just telling us some of the things you need to do when you're trying to get your message out there.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. What would you say, Craig, is the biggest difference between maybe 10 years ago and now as it relates to copy generation? I mean, one of the things that we are, you know, we're in a 140 character or less society. And so how do you help people balance the need to keep things short and sweet with providing solid, good information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say offering multiple ways of communicating. People typically communicate either audio, you know, the primary communication is audio, visual, or kinesthetic, which is like feeling based. Mm-hmm. So if you give people as many opportunities, so let's say you're doing a free report, I also always encourage my clients to make an MP3 of that report. If they can, make a video workshop of that report online. This way you are giving the end user the option to communicate and digest information in whatever their preferred method of consumption is.
I think that's great.
Craig, what do you think about the concept of when you're meeting with clients and the people that you're selling your services to and suggesting how they go about selling? I mean, I have a lot of questions about that, but one of them is like the business launch. I'm from Los Angeles and I've worked in New York, I've worked in London, I've worked in Germany. What do you think about business launches?
You know, I avoid them, to be candid with you. I like to focus on the content and the message. And, you know, first of all, and I might be, you know, unconventional in this manner, my time is very limited. So if I want to go to lunch with someone, it's because I enjoy their company and their time. Mm-hmm. And I like to keep the focus on the message and what they're coming to me for, because if we deviate from that, you know, there's an old expression, as you probably know, Taylor, in sales, delay is the death of a sale.
Yep.
So I like to keep things focused on the sale and focused on me solving their problems and delivering the information. And if it's a situation where I have to do that, in other words, if they need me to take them out to lunch to do that, then I think there's a problem involved in the middle of that. You know, most of my clients, maybe it's like attracting like, tend to also be really busy and don't have much free time. And, you know, they're either eating through lunch or have other stuff going on. So for me personally, that's not something I get involved in too often.
I think that's interesting. I think that there's, you know, obviously some, you know, validity to what you're saying in terms of, you know, time is so valuable right now and people are trying to do so many things that doing lunch over business can sometimes be a struggle.
Yeah, and in fact, I usually have parameters as to when clients can get a hold of me. See, the problem is with having too much accessibility is you lose your positioning. Mm-hmm. You know, human nature is you always, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. You always want those things more that aren't easily accessible. So I prefer sticking to that. And then the truth is I really am working a lot in my free time. I want to give to my wife and kids or just myself.
Absolutely.
I think that's great advice. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your book or your many books.
How to Make Max Money with Minimum Customers. You know, I originally was going to write an introductory book on marketing, how new people can use marketing. And I was out visiting a mentor of mine who actually lives in Portugal. And I was at his house. And I'm a very demanding guy on myself. And so when you're kind of that way, you maybe don't recognize some stuff that you should recognize. And my mentor is sitting there, and he says to me, and he's a French guy, and he turns around, and he says to me with this lovely little French accent, he goes, "Tell me, how did you make so much money with such a small list?" And I said, you know, this, and then this is a guy who has been in business about 40 years, and he sold well in excess of $300 million worth of goods and services. And I said, you know, if this guy's asking me that question, maybe there's other people that want that same information as well, you know? So the book talks about very simple marketing strategies that you can use to increase the value of your individual clients, to grow your sales funnel, and to make their purchases higher at each step of the way.
Craig, I find that fascinating. And I also think that what you do in the copywriting world may address some of the cold call copy, what I like to call the three C's. When you're cold calling and you have to have a copy, do you suggest someone gets a script?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was really hard to hear you. Say that again, Taylor.
Cold call copying writing. Okay. So when you're making cold calls, do you suggest someone gets a script in front of them and makes this call with some sort of ammunition that they have?
Absolutely. You know, I don't use, everybody tends to operate, marketing is almost like a philosophy or a religion in a sense. Everybody tends to operate in their own, what's most philosophically comfortable for them. So I would never do things like cold call. I use things like, you know, print, direct mail, online email blasts, renting lists, things like that. But if I was cold calling, and I used to cold call when I was selling insurance many, many years ago, I definitely would have a script. And one of the first things to do is to request permission. You know, is this a good time to talk about X? It's some version of that, because the worst thing to do is to, you know, burst into someone's life uninvited and unannounced. It's a really bad way to start off a relationship.
I think that that's very true. So how can people get a hold of your book or get a hold of your information?
Great, Tiffany. I appreciate that. The two ways to get a hold of my book, you can buy it from us directly at kingofcopy.com/max. And when you buy it from us, it comes with CDs, DVDs, and you also get a lifetime guarantee with that. Or you could buy it straight from Amazon at kingofcopy.com/Amazon.
Thank you, Craig, for joining us. We appreciate it. We're out of time, but we want to thank you again for joining us here.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Michigan in Motion, brought to you right here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at MIBizNetwork. Take care.